your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, everyone.
God,
it's your mom and dad.
Your mom and dad every top of the hour.
I didn't know we were morning radio.
Yeah, we're morning radio. That's what we're doing.
Okay, I want to say this right out the gate, okay? Mm-hmm. Right out the gate, we are obviously covering the most recent episodes of Love is Blind, episodes 8 and 9.
Yes.
And I need to say this before you decide to call my ass out. Like you did last episode when we covered The Golden Bachelor.
Okay.
And you made the comment about the fact that I actually don't listen to audiobooks at night, aka it's my vlogs.
Yes, okay? Yes,
okay? Okay. So I'm just going to say this. Yes, we all saw the way that Izzy packed his suitcase in the second episode.
My goodness.
And I could come on here and be like, that was the most bananas wild thing I've ever seen. But you know what? I'm just going to be truthful. Looks like my suitcase.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I don't really watch you pack, but I would say
completely
it's
honest
not...
right out the gate, okay? Because I know if I would have come out and been like, "Oh my God, can you believe the way he was shoving those clothes? Nothing was folded. He took a massive heap, threw it in that suitcase, and on live TV was stuffing it in while talking to her. That was crazy." That looks like my suitcases.
Yes.
Because to be honest, what it looks like is a mini version of the room. His suitcase is a mini version of the room, and my suitcases
is.
Are a mini version of the room. So you know what? I'll just come right out and be fully honest with the family. Yes, that was wild to watch, and it was like looking in a mirror. Okay,
yeah,
it was a red flag city, and that's my red flag.
You know what?
For myself,
I think it's totally okay. I don't.
Oh my God!
I think that everyone, when it comes to packing,
yeah,
I think the true sign of a neat person is not the packing; it's the when you get to the hotel, what you do after. I'm not even talking about you. I'm saying like, that's when you know if someone's neat or not, because everyone can kind of fold some clothes and put it in. But once you're living out of the suitcase, that is truly a sign of if that person is just,
you mean if you put it away in all the drawers, hang up your clothes for being like, I mean, to me, I'm like, I'm sorry. If I'm somewhere for 24 to 48 hours, I am not going to pack my suitcase, fully unpack in the drawers and hangers, and then repack again. Would it make life kind of sweet and beautiful?
Yes.
If I did? Probably, but I'm too much of a tornado to do that.
Yes. Well,
even though I do disagree with you. I think the true sign of an extremely neat person isn't even that. It's when you repack to go home when all your clothes are dirty and you're going to wash them anyways, if you fold them gorgeously on the way home. Because we all know that we're going to put our clothes in the wash when we get back.
Okay, I have another one that I think is even deeper.
Fine.
I'm going deeper.
Fine.
Here's truly how you know what someone is like.
Okay.
And I think everyone can relate to this. When you get home, how long does it take for those clothes to leave the bag? So like you come home from like a vacation, a business trip, anything. You get home, you bring the bag in, you set it down in your room. How long does it take for those clothes to get washed and put away?
I would say it takes me... business day wise, I would say I would say business day wise, I would say 9.5 to 10 business months.
I was mid drink and you almost killed me. Okay, business months. So, how many weekends are in a month?
Four.
Roughly four. That's like 8 days. So it's more like in the
year-ish.
Normal year year-ish. You
actually,
just throw
if
them
I'm
out
being,
with the bag.
If I'm being honest, probably actually never. What ends up happening is they just stay packed until I go on a trip again, and then those clothes are often repacked.
Hence the room.
Hence the room.
How are we doing on the room, by the way?
Oh, it's bad right now.
Is it bad?
Oh my God.
I haven't gone near.
Yeah, we did the deep cleanup with my sister and that it was really good. It was really looking up. I was able to like walk around and all that and
back to not walking around.
Well, you've seen the hall. It's definitely it's leaking out big time. So
you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, we all have our things.
Thank you.
I think the reality is that your thing is just outward. You can see it. Where a lot of people's things are inward, you know, like you don't see the room in my heart. You don't have a room in your heart. Your room is exterior. So how dare I judge you?
Thank you.
For having an exterior room when I have a house
inside
full of rooms.
But it's just inside?
Inside me. And I'm so sorry for ever judging you. Now you will need to clean it up by the end of the week. But
okay, Dad.
Anyway.
But like for real though, I thought you were gonna call my ass out, so I figured I would just say it because when I saw Izzy packing that suitcase, my initial thought is I was like, oh my God, that is absolutely bananas. I am going to just go off about the red flag of it all on the show. And then I really took a look and I said, no, the reason that it's jarring me is because it's like looking in a mirror. And so I'm just going to be honest from the top and say, you know what? It looks like me packing. And is it a red flag? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right.
For sure. Right. Yeah, yeah. Understood. And I'll just accept that about myself.
Well, I don't think it's a red flag. I think it's
I saw your face when you were watching it. You were absolutely horrified because you do a beautiful pack.
I like to pack well. And on my last business trip,
yeah,
I did the fully unpacking. Like where everything was in the drawers.
Yeah.
And like I tend to like that.
You do a beautiful pack. And so I saw the horror on your face when you saw the way that Izzy was packing. And then I just slipped underneath the covers so that you couldn't look at me because I could see your eyes burning through the blankets.
More of the issue is the wrinkling. More than anything, it's the wrinkling. If I pack like that, every shirt, everything I pull out, I can't use. I have to like spend the next 20 minutes ironing. That's the nightmare. Real quick to wrap this up. What I appreciate about it, that was the wrong way to say it. What I appreciated about his packing, like he was kind of like a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Was.
Or me. Go ahead.
Was that he did it on TV. Like it's one thing to like put that out there. I mean, it's one thing to be like that. But like if I was on TV, I'd be my best behavior. I'd be it's so funny. The, you know, I put my blues here and my greens here and like it'd be over the top. I appreciate that he just is like, no, I'm going full blown 5-year-old packing and jamming everything in the way he has to like sit on it.
I appreciate because I 100%, you know, there's a reason the room is hidden behind a door. Like, I'm like, I don't want people to see it. So I do appreciate the vulnerability and honesty of that on a TV screen. But I don't know if I appreciate it or if it's concerning.
Yes.
Especially
that is
when
true.
We found out that Izzy was hiding some other things. So we're like, okay. So then he's going to be,
I think
thoughts.
That was the quote, not to be punny, but the unfolding of the presenting a certain way. Like he had already exposed his secret about his credit or whatever the issue is.
Yeah.
And so he's like, fuck it. I'm going to be myself now. And it's just cramming things in. It's like, you know,
true.
It's things
very
sleeping
true.
In. It's all the things Stacey that had put out there. And he was very like, oh, okay, I'm going to be this person.
It was the visual version of the unpacking.
It was like, forget it.
Okay.
I'm just going to be myself now.
You know what? I appreciate that.
So maybe that's it. I don't know.
Well, do we just get into
this? Absolutely.
We just get into it. And again, family, I'm sadly is not with us again today because your girl, well, you know, I thought that I was getting over this sickness and then it just kicked me in the ass again yesterday and today. So, you know, still we're feeling under the weather.
We're hacking up a storm, but we're
you know
surviving.
What? I'm a mess, but Love is Blind is messier. So I have that.
Oh, well, that was well done.
Thank
what
you
a
so
nice
much.
Little transition there
Thank
from
you very
sick
much.
To Love is Blind. I didn't know how you were going to do that.
I'm working on being professional.
Very good.
Okay. Before we officially get into the top of this episode, because these two episodes, I feel like order wise, we got to talk about the remainder of the evening at that party.
Yes.
And then maybe we can talk Stacey and Izzy and then Milton and Lydia and break it up that way.
Perfect.
Or we just end up just going through both episodes. We'll see. This one was formatted a little bit differently. So
it was a little all over the place, but you know what? We're going to dive right into the main juice, which is that party.
Yeah. I do want to say this before the actual main juice, though. This season is a disaster.
It's like super toxic.
Like this season is such a disaster. I was remembering the episode last season, season 4, when everyone tried on their wedding dresses and tuxes and everything. And I'm like, oh my God, there were like 5 women trying on wedding dresses. Yeah. And in this episode, there were two women trying on wedding dresses. And not only that, you know, two couples that it's like, well, what's going to happen at the weddings post after? Because I will get into this later, but I do think both of them are going to get married. Yeah. And I'm concerned about that.
Mm.
But it's just a disaster.
It's a disaster. And I will say this. Only two couples are getting married. When you think about it, we were used to five. There's been plenty of drama like to keep everything entertaining. So I will say if it was five, it would be like they would have to do a double length season.
Oh, no, I think it's definitely like a weekend. It's allowing for a lot of discussion. I'll say that. But it definitely is not filled with the love stories of it all.
There is very little like, and here's a romantic, beautiful moment. I mean, a little bit. Here and there. Lydia have their moments. But other than that, it's straight up just like problem city.
It's a nightmare. And honestly, then this party afterwards was so chaotic and such a nightmare. I mean, in every corner of this party.
Even the other two ladies who we didn't even know.
There was drama that was going down there.
We had never even seen, really.
Yeah.
We're like part of it. So like it was just taking up all of us in a storm.
It was all over the place. Absolutely all over the place. Okay. Just had to get that out there and say I've been enjoying talking about season five with all of the family and with you.
Yeah.
But watching it has been a little nightmarish.
It's been fun because it's been like we have between Golden, Paradise and this. We're like, it's a crazy spectrum of like chaos and like we got the beautifulness, we got the interesting and we got the chaos. It's like a nice little mix. I feel like it's a beautiful trinity.
All blended up together and you got our recap podcast show. Absolutely. God bless. Okay. Before we dive into the ins and outs of the party, family, we have to pause because today's episode is brought to you by Article. Listen, it is fall, which means my husband Evan here is in home renovation mode.
Correct.
Okay.
Is
home reno mode. I swear to God, every time that crisp hits the night air when it is fall, you go into full home reno mode. Yes. You want to knock down the walls to the house. You want to fully redecorate everything.
I'm like a bear in hibernation that's just redoing the cave.
Yeah, 1,000%. It's always the second fall hits. But you know this. For years, our go-to furniture is from Article. Article.com, baby. It is the absolute best. Over the years, we've purchased a dining room set, sofa, chairs, outdoor furniture, so much. And we continue to purchase from Article because we have always been thrilled with their design, their quality, and the price.
Yes, I have, I think, 50 tabs open right now from Article, just looking at every option available. And that's thanks to their online-only model. They have great prices. You have to check out their website. Every piece is so beautiful, and they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. They have this curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and boho designs, which actually makes furniture shopping so much easier interior decorating wise because the pieces look so good together.
And on top of all of these gorgeous quality pieces, Article also offers fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada. Plus, they will not leave you waiting around. You pick the delivery time and they'll send you updates every step of the way. And I will tell you what, okay, their customer care team is incredible and is there when you need them to make sure that your experience is smooth and stress-free. I can tell you this firsthand. My experience with the Article customer care team has been a 10 out of 10. And like Evan said, check out the website. Their pieces are just so amazing.
Stunning.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/momdad and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/momdad for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. article.com/momdad. Okay, let's talk the nightmare party.
Let's do it.
The nightmare party.
Welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell. So, Uche and Milton, that's where we start.
Yes.
Uche has pulled Milton aside. He is ready to give him the 411 on Lydia. Now, this is interrupted quickly. We have round one and round two of Uche and Milton talking. Mm-hmm. Round one is interrupted quickly because Lydia comes in and is like, oh, hell no. And is like, Milton, no, come with me. And is pulling Milton out because, I mean, I get it. She's like, I know what's going to happen. This is, you know, the beginning of the end for our relationship.
And she's so little and he's so big that it's like a little kid pulling on their dad to like leave, you know, the grocery store or something. It was like, it was like, it was her efforts were completely not doing anything and he just went with it. But like, he could have just like picked her up with one arm. She was like dragging on the floor.
She's like, no. But like that, I was bummed about. On Lydia's end, because I was like, hey, you just saw Milton popped in when you were talking to Uche before and was like, hey, we're leaving in 10 minutes. And Lydia was like, no, I'm still talking.
That is true. I didn't think about that.
And Milton was like, okay, I see you. And he walked out. No questions asked. This time now Milton and Uche are talking. And Milton says numerous times, he's like, no, just give me a few minutes. I want to talk to him. And she was like, no.
Well, Lydia definitely saw... She knows the writing on the wall. Uche is very convincing.
Yeah.
There is a chance that he could weave a tale grand enough.
I mean, he's a lawyer.
To really put their relationship in question. And so she was physically trying to remove him from the situation.
Absolutely. She was like, nope, we're not doing this. Yeah. And it looks like then they got locked out and then producers made them go back in afterwards. Exactly. They're like, you're not getting out.
You're not getting out.
You're going back in.
Yes.
Okay. So then before Uche and Milton have round two, Uche then joins the group. This is where things start to really get interesting because initially Uche just starts off by saying like, everybody, I have news.
Yeah.
I found out that Lydia knew I was going to be there and came on the show to essentially try to get me back.
Yes.
Follow me here. Now, in the midst of this, Johnny, shocked and awed. Yes. What? Gasped.
Yes.
Looks in a direction. Stacy goes, what's with the face?
Yes.
And Johnny's like,
It was like, is your face okay?
Oh, yeah. Is your face okay?
Is your face okay?
That was actually, I sounded kind of like
that. Was literally, yeah.
Is your face okay?
And it's just like, okay. Geez. Like, clearly she was looking at the other two ladies and like Stacy was next to them. So maybe they caught eyes for a second. And it was like,
but I'm just saying,
immediately made it about her
the
again.
The camera showed us she wasn't looking at Stacy. But let's just say they edited out a part where Johnny looked at Stacy just like this.
Like, bleh.
Even that would have been like, she's just having a reaction to the story. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. She's just like, whoa, looking at you. And then, you know, Johnny's like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not looking at you.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're looking at me. I'm like, oh God.
That's in the middle of Uche trying to talk about it too. So it was like, clearly like Stacy's so rattled that like,
she's like, I am trying to tell a tale of what is going on in this relationship. And there is starting between the two of them. And that was a little nugget to start.
That was already, they were at each other, obviously, but then that was like what set off the next.
That's what set it off. So then Uche continues. Now, this is the interesting portion to me when it comes to the Uche story versus Lydia story.
Yes.
Now, we still don't know, right, completely what went down because we weren't there. And also he is talking about all the Insta stories and that he said she boldface lied to me. She's saying he actually was cheating on me while we were together. So who knows? Again, hopefully find it at the reunion. Hopefully we get the receipts, the tea, all of this. But what we do know is that he made it very clear when he was discussing with the group that he was like, I know.
Yeah.
She essentially followed me here. And his evidence was what Aaliyah had shared with him, which is that at the beginning of them filming, Lydia had said, I just have a feeling that someone from my past is going to show up.
Yes. Yeah.
Granted.
Doesn't look great in that way.
It's sus. Yes. You know, maybe she knew going in. Maybe producers told her the first day, hey, by the way, your ex is here. Or maybe in an interview they told her. You know, maybe she did have a little bit of a heads up.
Sure.
Or maybe, like I said before, Lydia is like psychic energy. I also wouldn't be surprised. Lydia wouldn't surprise me, the type of person who's just like, I feel in my bones that I know my destiny awaits me.
Right.
And so I could see her walking in and being like, I just feel like someone from my past is going to arise. And she'd like make it work somehow.
Right. Right.
But it is sus. It also isn't 100% confirmed for sure.
Yeah, to me, it's like, I get it.
So I felt like it was kind of him. He was like, this is what's happening. And it is also like, okay, sounds like that's a possibility. But also like, we don't know for sure.
This whole thing felt to me like he was like, the conversation with Lydia didn't go well. Now it's me versus Milton. My only shot at getting having this
milling out.
Exactly. So now the only shot I have to kind of get to get this whole thing reconciled a little bit is if I get everyone else on my team.
Yeah.
That was the energy I was going. Like if I can create an environment where Lydia's the bad guy, because Lydia's going to come back and then make me the bad guy maybe. So I got to attack first. That was the energy I was getting from him. And then we have, you know, he throws it out there thinking that he's going to blow minds. He blew, you know, Johnny's mind, had the what? Everyone else kind of goes, I think we've heard this. Then
they were defending Lydia then.
Well, that's what we did. That's what he didn't expect. Yeah. And that's when you saw him on his back feet, really on his back feet, because of the way he reacted, which was Miriam. I want to say Mara was her name, maybe.
Yeah, I have
maybe
to double
Mara.
Check, yeah.
Miriam, Mara, and then Stacy kind of go, oh, interesting. But you know what? And then they start to defend Lydia. Mm-hmm. He was not having that.
No,
and
he was not.
But he sensed in Stacy, you know what? Maybe I could still convert you over to my side. And that's when he really turns it from like trying to win them over to like offensive. When he like basically face palms Miriam, basically says like shush. He starts shushing her.
That was wild. When he was literally like, I'm only interested in talking to Stacy. Miriam, you're bitter, which then gave us a little bit of context here. We saw them talking for a minute at the top of like the first episode. But if he's bringing up bitter, I'm assuming that maybe they had somewhat of a relationship in the pods. So rude.
Yes.
It's just like, I'm only going to talk to Stacy. You're bitter. And then not only that, he starts doing a whole, oh, by the way, are you from Saudi Arabia? Are you from Houston? Do you have a business or no business?
Did you go to college or not go to college? Like,
and then starts basically like almost accusing her, it sounded like, of being dishonest.
Of lying about her whole career.
Right. Of lying about her background. Like, what is it, Miriam? Yeah. Which then again was another tell moment for me, which is why I brought up him saying like, I know Lydia was here because I'm on the show. Miriam called you out for a second, and now all of a sudden you're essentially saying that she's been dishonest and throwing this out of left field because you're getting defensive. So like, what truths are being stretched here? Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Or what things are with Miriam just outright just like making up stuff about her?
Well, also like you could just tell that Uche can't handle a disagreement.
Yeah.
Because it's like Miriam's defending Lydia, clearly starting to defend. And instead of going, let's talk about it, he goes, well, your fashion's bullshit. Like, he was like, what? Like, he literally is like, he did the like, when you're losing an argument, you just start attacking people's like stuff that doesn't even matter. It's like, what? We're talking about Lydia and your relationship right now. And then the fact that he just would only talk to Stacy or try to talk to Stacy because he felt like I might have a chance to
it
win
was so
her
dismissive.
Over. And then you also clearly saw that they had a connection big time because the bitter comment, the like, I know everything about you and I'm going to use it against you. She got very offended in like an intense way. So you could tell that they had probably shared a lot of intimate conversations.
Yeah, it was like, what are you doing right now?
Because it was thrown back onto her. So you could tell that there was a lot of stuff we hadn't seen in the pods that was like between them.
Which all I'm saying is after seeing that conversation, again, who knows? We'll find out at the reunion, hopefully, what really went down between Uche and Lydia.
Yeah.
But after seeing that, and then you're getting defensive for a minute, and then you're like coming for Miriam. I'm like, okay.
Someone's not used to disagreements and being wrong.
Well, he's a lawyer and winning his cases.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm sure he's fantastic at being a lawyer. Okay, so then as this is happening, in the midst of all of this, Lydia and Milton end up coming back. Milton, it's the most Milton thing in the entire world. He is still fixated on the 20-minute piss that he had. Yeah. He had talked about it in the last episode. He was telling everybody about this piss he took at the urinal.
Like, it was a 20-minute piss.
Like, and he's like telling, after all of this that they're going through, he's walking back in with Lydia being like, by the way, did I tell you about that 20-minute piss? And she's just like, yeah, Milton, you told me
about it. He's so unfazed by the drama that he's just like, well, all I could think about is how long I peed.
Yeah, he was just like, the amount of time that stream was going was just unbelievable. Like, I'd like to like look up the world record because like I am clocking a serious time. Are you not impressed by this?
We should talk more about this.
Are you thrown off by the fact that it was a 20-minute long pee? Anybody? I'm not getting any reaction. You all care about this ridiculous drama, this absolute wild drama, and we're not talking about how long my pee stream went for?
And I thought he nailed the exit. he sat her down and goes, ladies, will you take care of her while I go talk to... I loved that move. That was like, that was a slick little move.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Okay, so now we got Milton and Uche.
Milton and Uche part two, where they actually really, really get into it. Now, Uche right away starts, you know, doing the whole, I don't want to ruin your relationship or anything like that, but like, I need to let you know the facts, and starts showing him all the Instagram stuff. Milton clearly doesn't want to see it. He's like, I don't need to see the receipts. I'm not into it. And then a turn happens where Uche almost becomes like a secret agent. Focuses in on Milton and is just like, I need you to know right now that Lydia had a plan, a mission the entire time. She knew from day one when I signed up for this show that she was purely coming. She doesn't care about you. I am her one and only mission. She will marry me. She followed me here. You see these guys? They're not cameramen. They're secret agents. They know it was part of this whole thing. She doesn't give a shit about you. No offense. I hope you're happy, but she doesn't give a shit about you. She wants to marry me.
Okay. And then he starts losing him and just goes, I work for the CIA. And you're like, okay, well, chill out.
It was full, though.
Even the music changed.
It was full Mission Impossible. He literally was just like, I need you to know what I found out. It was like he found out.
The government is in on it. Lydia is working for the president.
It was just a full, just like, I need you to know immediately what is happening.
It was,
okay?
It's like when you grind about something for long enough and it's so big to you. Like, even the story thing when he's like presenting him like screenshots of like the fact that like Lydia looked at some people's stories.
Yeah,
once
and it
or
was
twice.
What was it? Was her name Mara? I have to look up her name, but she was just like, she's like, I'll look at people if I've had sex with them, like what their stories. Like,
who
what they're
doesn't
up to?
Do that?
Like,
I thought that whole too. Like, that's the least like. That's
and then
the
when
least,
he presented
yeah.
the screenshots, he'd always just be like,
he's like, Exhibit A, and he has like on a he has like a plastic board, and he's like, you could see that on 10/10 she looked at her story. Is that enough for you to leave her? I don't want you to leave her. I wish you guys the luck, best of luck. But should you leave her now?
In this next court case, he's gonna be like in a proper court case and be like a judge and jury. If you can look at Exhibit A, and they'll be like, what is this screenshot of someone talking about a girl named Lydia? And he's like, oh, he's just gonna have it in all of his
yeah.
cases.
He's like,
oh,
I
want
to take a quick break from this case I'm working on to explain to you that if you did see my season. Like, everything becomes about defending his case from there onward. Milton is calm, cool, collected, unfazed.
So unfazed.
And uses the incredible example of calculus, saying, like, you guys are X and Y, I'm Z. Basically saying that, like, your drama has nothing to do with me, and I can have my own incredible connection and chemistry with this person, and you can have a bad relationship with them. And those two things can exist at the same time. I don't need to convince you that you're wrong. You don't need to convince me that I'm wrong. We can just exist on different planes.
When he said, my mom always told me your perception is your reality, he's like, that was perfect when he said, you and her clearly have very different perceptions, but you all are both grown people and you guys can figure that out.
Yes.
And I just loved it because it just put a ribbon on it, being like, nah, you know, you guys have two different perspectives, but you're grown. Like, it's not.
Stop trying to convince me your drama's my drama.
Yeah, this isn't something that I need to win here.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Uche starts coming out, though, with all these like examples. He's like, okay, well, congratulations for you. I hear you. I'm really happy for you both. And I really hope that you guys find love and success and happiness and have, yeah. you know, the most incredible life ever. But here's a question. What if once the honeymoon phase is over, you find out she's a horrible person?
Yeah,
and
right,
he just starts
right.
coming.
He just was losing.
Different...
And so he was just trying to swing for
and
the fences.
Like, but what about this example? What about you find out? And he was just one after another. Yeah. And Milton's response about the honeymoon phase, absolutely, absolutely, I loved where he goes, yeah, you know, dude, I'm kind of in like an eternal honeymoon phase. Like, I'm always in a honeymoon phase, so like, I think I'll be fine. Where it's like, don't
I see
what you're doing.
Way to do this. Yeah,
you're telling me that you want the best for me and you want our relationship to work out and you're so happy for us, but you're trying to figure out any way to sabotage.
Yes, it was just him trying to win again. And I thought that Milton buttoned up the whole thing so well. After he says, like, this is your drama, not my drama, after that, he just goes, well, you know, I wish you the best, man. After he clearly doesn't. Milton, instead of overcompensating for like a, hey, man, we should hang out sometime, or he just goes, good luck on everything, man. Fist bumps him. Then just says, I'll text you in the group chat. Basically being like, I'm going to keep you at arm length, but I'm not going to like burn the bridge.
That was
and it's like, it's the cleanest way to do it. And then he runs over to Lydia. They have an incredible conversation.
You mean the pep talk?
That comforts her perfectly.
I looked at Evan and I said, write it on my mirror right now.
Yeah, she's like, memorize it, this speech and use it every time.
Tattoo it on your body. Whatever you got to do, put it on a little note card on your car. Just remember to say it to me. I mean, it was such a wonderful speech. He says, he's like, you're so strong, you're so big, look at you, you're a fucking grown ass woman, you're a badass, you're a great ass job, you make great ass money, you're independent as fuck, fuck everybody else, we'll make it through.
Yes.
And I love that, because I mean, let's be real, I think most people after a conversation and like then shout out to then someone who would then be like, hey, I'm defending this person who I love to this other person, but then when they come back to their partner, it's a little bit like, okay, I have some questions.
Or why are you dragging? Why am I part of all this? And this is a nightmare. Like, you could.
I have some questions I need to ask, you know, whatever, which they get brought up later. And I feel like maybe they didn't then, there were unresolved feelings. But I have to tell you, as an emotional person, I appreciated in the moment that he didn't dig.
Yeah.
I appreciate that he was respectful of like the big emotions that she was having in that moment.
Yeah.
And instead was like, okay, it was probably not a great time to talk about it. So instead, I'm just going to give you this pep talk and let you know how amazing I think you are.
Yes. Thought it was great. He recognized now's not the time. And that's a really mature thing to do, is when your emotions are high, not to engage in that. I'm very good at that. I never engage when I shouldn't. And you guys should all learn from me, because what's crazy is I never make that mistake. I'm just like Milton. Joking, I usually always do. Okay, so then we get into
whenever my emotions are high. He's like, let's break down all of this.
I'm like, cool.
That's really, whenever my emotions are high, it'll be like, okay, let's talk. I love you so much. Let's talk about money, family trauma. Let's all get into it. I'm like, I'm too emotional right now, and you're like, but we got to work it out.
You know, that's something that I'm working on. Okay, I definitely will admit to the fact that timing when it comes to conversations, that's something I'm working on in therapy. That's something that I am working through. Wish me the best of luck.
You're doing a great
job. I hope
job.
To be like Milton.
You're doing
one
a great job.
Day.
We're all just working on ourselves. We're all learning and growing over here.
And you know, Love is Blind is like, don't do this usually. But in this case, it was like, this is what you can do. So, you know, you learn from all your heroes.
Just you know, learning and growing from Milton.
Absolutely. So now we move over to the next bit of drama, which is the Chris and Izzy beginning, then molds into everyone's involved situation. First of all, Izzy, why are you going back after you just had a conversation with Stacey that Stacey's clearly annoyed that you even talked to Johnny about this? Now you're going back to Chris to kind of like convince him he shouldn't be with her.
Well, we did talk last week about, you know, it seemed very clear that there was many other things deeper that were going on. And then Stacey kind of made it clear in their conversation where she was like, why do you care vibes?
Yes. When Izzy talked to Johnny. Yes.
Yes. And that was last week. Uh-huh. And then I feel like we'd really saw that manifest this week when had their one-on-one conversation, but also the fact that then Izzy was pulling Chris, where it's like, Stacey just said, why do you care, why are we talking about this, and then you go out of your way to pull Chris then too, and you're really 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 wanting to make a point here,
and absolutely. And I think Izzy got drunker, because we see him later slurring. I think he got drunker.
He had one
too
many vod. So what do you call it? Orange vod juices. He had one too many orange vod juices. He was really feeling it.
He forgot he had that conversation with Stacey, where Stacey's like, why do you even care about this? Leave it alone.
Yeah,
he runs back over to Chris under the guise, again, the Uche thing of like, I care about you so much, man. I wish you the best, but here's all the reasons why you shouldn't be happy. I think and then Stacey pulls this BS where she comes over being like, oh, I didn't even know you guys were talking about this. But what's going on? She saw them talking and goes, not again.
Yeah, what do you, Stacey, what do you think they're talking about?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Complete BS.
The cameras are over there. What do you think they're talking about?
She walks over. She acts like she, what? And that's what set it off. I mean, I think there's no question Izzy and Chris were going to get into it, but the Stacey walking over, now it's 2-on-1. Then Johnny sees it, comes over. Now we got full enemy vibe, because Stacey is so mean to Johnny that it's like they can't even be in the same room. They're mortal enemies. Like, Stacey
has made them mortal enemies.
Stacey,
for real,
despises her existence.
And we saw that Johnny was not a fan of Stacey,
right?
But like, it really appears on our screens now that Stacey just hates Johnny.
Hates her. And if you're triggered that hard by anyone who you've like never had anything bigger than just what they've gone through, there's clearly something else going on with you, because it's like the rage levels that she's feeling. And then it's one thing to be like, I don't like her. And it's another thing to be like, you're boring and stupid and a piece of shit. It's like,
well, and she's always just like, Izzy, don't compare me to that mess. And it's so offensive. It's like, dude,
she's a human being.
But like, I think, I mean, clearly to me, it's jealousy.
Yes.
It's a form of jealousy. It's the same way with the drawer, the lost and found situation, right? It's all kind of a way to process. She was feeling those jealous feelings about potentially having one night stands. She's seeing Johnny, knows that he had a tighter connection with Johnny before he ended up going for her.
Yeah.
So of course she's going to have those jealous feelings arise, which, by the way, totally fine.
Yes.
But she's taking out those jealous feelings and being like, Johnny's evil. She is from the devil. I will destroy her. Like, straight up.
Yeah, exactly.
And so then Stacy and Chris, before then Johnny even comes over, are just like the little twins, the nightmare twins, coming in just being like, oh, well, Izzy told her off because she is sketchy as fuck, and we are here to let you know that we love you, and so you need to get out of town and leave Johnny for forever. And Chris is just like, I love her, and what you guys are saying, your stories don't make any sense.
Right.
Everything you're saying, it doesn't align. And one of my most favorite parts, side note by the way, is then after the whole thing erupted and Stacy and Izzy like walked away, again the nightmare twins are like, bye, and they leave. And then Stacy starts telling the other women about like, yeah, this is just went down. Cause like, you know how Johnny is, and all the other women go, huh?
Oh yeah. Cause in the and conversation, they're like, she goes, by the way, Johnny, everyone hates you. And it was like, and she goes, really? And then she went over to go. It was like, she said, and by the way, everyone hates you. Give me one second. We all hate her, right? Like, it was like she ran over to the group to see if she could convince them to hate Johnny before she got back over there. And it obviously didn't work.
But that was wild to me, because that was just like, it's so mean to say everyone. And Izzy did the same exact thing.
Yes.
He was like, everyone thinks you're sketchy as fuck. I was like, you two need to chill out with the superlatives. And that's coming from me. Okay. I exaggerate. You two are just like, everybody thinks you're sketchy. Everyone hates you. And then we actually see everyone's opinions on Johnny, and they're all kind of like, we don't feel that way. Like, what are you really talking about?
So
unreal.
But I did feel like Johnny had the line of the argument.
Yes.
You know, because she goes, because Stacy said something like, well, I really hope you guys are happy together, like in this kind of like condescending way. And then Johnny hits her with the, oh, no, we're happy. The question is, are you guys happy? Because it really was a call out like, hey, we're not the ones that came over to you to break you guys up.
No, we've just been having lovey-dovey moments in the corner.
You two guys are the ones that are coming at us. Also not sitting next to each other. Do you notice that little vibe, too?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to read into something too much, but Johnny sat right next to Chris. She went on the opposite side of Izzy.
They basically were tag teaming.
Exactly. And so it was a real like look into, no, they're not happy. And Johnny could see that from a mile away. Because why else would you spend all this time trying to come at someone if you're happily in a relationship? Why would you give a shit? But yes. And then she goes over back to the other ladies. And I loved it, too, because it was kind of an Uche moment with the ladies again, because she goes like, we all hate Johnny, right? She sucks. Well, I don't know. And then Stacy goes like, now is not the time to defend Johnny. We've decided she sucks. And everybody's like, no, you decided that.
Everyone say
that
at once. She sucks.
Yeah. And it was just like, it was so like adolescent behavior. It was crazy to run over to a group of people being like, she sucks, right? Like, it was very like, what are we in high school again?
It was
a bad look. I'll be really honest with you. It was a really bad look.
It was rough. Like I said, this was the nightmare party. It was just like Izzy and Stacy. It's just like absolute disaster. The Uche drop in, disastrous. Like, I mean,
and
what
they
a
had
mess.
The upper hand. When you actually think about it, they are the ones that had small arguments, at least to make. He could say, well, Lydia, you know, like the argument was Lydia followed me here. You know, for Izzy, it was Izzy and Chris. It was like, hey, Johnny did kind of say two opposing things. Like, they were the ones who had the argument, but their behavior was so bad.
Yeah.
That everyone walked away. Like that Johnny and Chris and Milton and Lydia walked away as like the heroes because they handled it so maturely. So it was like, it was really crazy. I don't know. It was just chaos, but good TV, man. It went off.
It was great TV. I was trying to take notes and it was like basically impossible.
It was just popping off.
Well, then they go.
Oh, this is rough.
Yeah.
This is rough.
Then Stacy and Izzy go back into their home. And the unfolding of what we predicted would happen was essentially Stacy being like, why do you care? Why do you care so much?
Well, Izzy did his thing. He doubled down. He did what he did earlier because he forgot he did it because he got too drunk. So the first time he did it, last episode, he goes, you know what? I just talked to Johnny. I'm so hot for you, babe, because I'm not with her. And she was like, that's weird. Why did you say that? Then they get back to the house and he goes, babe, when you tore into Johnny 2 seconds ago, it turned me on. And she's kind of going like,
he's like so hot.
He goes, so hot. And it's like, listen, Izzy, it's the most obvious thing in the world. When you tell your girl, you turned me on when we were fighting with my ex, for Stacy to kind of be like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, why are you getting turned on with me fighting with your ex? Is there some sort of like, what is happening? Well, or if you're not actually turned on, are you just overcompensating for the fact that you started to have feelings with Johnny, or we're feeling insecure about our relationship? So you're overdoing it by going like, babe, you're the best ever, right? Because you're sensing tension between us.
It's the same exact thing where it's like, you know, if someone does something sketchy and then they go back and they tell their partner, they're just like, oh my God, like you look so hot. And just over complimenting. It's like, what did you do? That was the vibe for sure. Where it was just literally like she's looking at Izzy going, what did you do?
Exactly.
Because now all of a sudden you're just like, oh my God, so hot the way you fight with Johnny. It's like, what did you do?
Very weird thing to say. Also very like telling, obviously telling. It's like when your dog's in your house and he's kind of sitting there like, I didn't do anything. And you're like, well, there's a wrapper on the floor that you ripped to shreds and you look guilty. Ember does a thing where she comes over. Anytime she ever kind of does something, maybe she kind of is a little nervous about that she did something wrong, or like, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. She'll just walk over and be like, Dad, you're the best dad ever. And I'm like, okay, what did you do? Like, just out of nowhere, she'll be like, you know what, Dad? You're the best dad of all time. No dad has ever been as good as you. And I'm looking around going, what did you do?
Her face is covered in chocolate.
Yeah, she's just like, Dad. Like, you're the best dad ever. It was like, that's what Izzy is. Izzy's like, you know what? I love you so much. She's like, what?
It's like, okay. But their convo in the kitchen ends up having quite the turn, because it goes from her being like, hey, the Johnny piece bothers me that this was your ex, to then him, you know, trying to be like, no. Like, you're my everything, babe. I love you. I'm obsessed with you. You're my whole life. You're my love. You're my happiness, my energy. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. That then all of a sudden she, in her not buying it, is like, well, here are the issues that I have with you currently. And I want you to have the angst that you're afraid to lose me at all times. Which, that line killed me. It's like, I want you to be nervous 24/7 that you could lose me. I want you to wake up in a state of panic, being like, oh my God, is Stacy still there? Or did she leave me in the night
for another hunk? Is she still there?
Yeah, I need to check to just know that I didn't leave in the middle of the night with another hunk. Like, I want you to call me 15 times a day and be like, do you still love me? Do you still love me? I need you to live in angst, in your fear. And then she starts bringing up like, well, you're not helping around the house. You told me that you'd be cooking for me and you haven't cooked yet. And then his face starts to change. He's like, I love to cook. Of course I'll cook. He's like, we've just been busy. She's like, well, I've cooked numerous times.
My favorite is, besides the cooking, what am I not done for you? It was like, oh, I've cooked for you a lot. And he's like, okay, well, other than cooking for me, what have you done? And she's like, well, you haven't cooked for me. He's like, again, besides the cooking, which clearly seems to be an issue here. You know what's, and then, you know, it starts to really dive into, I'm not feeling good enough. I'm not feeling, and that's kind of been their whole theme this whole time, is him feeling insecure about their relationship. Goes to meet the rich dad. The rich dad's like, you know, she's going to want to fly first class. He's feeling insecure about that. You know, she's got the nice house and she's going, well, you better pay for some of this. Also, you better pay for the meals. Like, he's feeling really insecure about the financial situation and also the responsibility situation.
Yeah.
This is the first time I truly see like, whoa, these are two different people. Because I'm sensing from her that she kind of has these love languages that are very practical. It's like cook, clean,
yes.
provide. It's like, yeah, practical skills make me feel loved. And he's like, I'm all about vibe and connection and feeling loved.
Yes.
And that's when you see it, because he's going, it's not in my nature to do the practical things to show you I love you.
Sure.
It's in my practical nature to maybe be connecting with you. And she's going, you haven't shown me you love me. Look what you haven't done practically.
Right.
And that's when he immediately starts feeling, he's overwhelmed with the feeling of like inadequacy.
Right.
And she's overwhelmed by anger for him not, quote, manning up or whatever.
Well, and also then we have a situation where we have a guy who in the pods talk to talk of like,
that was the mistake.
I can do it all.
Yes.
Right.
He was selling the dream. He was right. selling, oh, I'll cook and clean. And he even said, rub your feet and take yeah. care of you every night and make $1 billion. Like, he was selling a dream.
He was selling, you know, this whole idea of himself. And then I'm sure she was as well, because that's probably what you do in the pods.
I'm so chill. I don't even care. I just want to hang out. You're like, okay, yes. let's be real.
And so then, but then we get out in real life. And then in real life, it seems like Izzy's like, oh, I really like her, and maybe she isn't all, you know, A, B, and C that she stated,
yes.
but I just love a vibe together. And then she is like, oh my gosh, I really love that he's super open and emotional and he calms me so much, but like, what happened to the guy who said that he was going to be cooking and cleaning and rubbing my feet?
Yep. I could see both sides of it.
Yeah.
Although both sides were, in my opinion, in the wrong. Like,
yeah.
the way they handled it, like, she was very, like, using concepts to use against him. And
I just feel like then the way she was describing everything, too, it was like tying him in a pretzel. It was just kind of like, and then also, you know, he's clearly, like, not in a state to be having this conversation. And he, yeah.
I'm just getting the vibe that he is not what she thought he was.
Yeah.
And he thought he could be something he's not.
Yeah.
Like, that's the energy I'm getting, is that she has standards that are seemingly impossible. Like, I need you to be this kind, sensitive, rich, super responsible, there all the time, killing it, but also sensitive guy. You know, it's like, it seems to be a little bit like she's built this concept of a man, who she wants to date in her mind. And it's a little bit like almost impossible to achieve. And he sold her on something he wasn't, because then we have him walking away crying on the floor.
He was in the closet.
In the closet. And she walks in and goes like, why are you crying?
That was wild to me, where I was like, dude, he literally walked away.
Yeah.
He's crying. You know exactly why he's crying.
Yeah. And I think she got the ick on there.
You
I
think could so?
The way she said, why are you crying? It wasn't like, are you okay? She's like, why are you crying? This is, we're practical. Let's keep it practical. Like, that gave her the ick. I felt there was an ick engaged with that. Like, she's like, I'm not about all this emotion. This is too much. This is the vibe I was getting.
This is not going great. And I know you all then have your romantic dances, and the meeting with the parents apparently goes well, and he likes your family and the mom and everything goes well, da 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 da. But I'm like, you all are going to get married and this is going to be rough. That's my prediction.
You guys have known each other a month and it's already
this
rough.
And this is going to be rough.
It's going to be rough.
I just don't, there's no way that this could be good.
No way. And the next day was kind of weird too. We know, you know, when he goes to her like Pilates studio where she's teaching.
Yes,
and he
brings her, by the way. I mean, there could be nothing more spot on than Stacey being a Pilates instructor. Like, now that I know, I'm like, oh my God.
Makes so much sense.
And I bet she's an amazing
Honestly,
Pilates
I bet
instructor.
She is.
But she would absolutely kick my ass.
Yeah.
Like, just do everything that I needed her to do as a Pilates instructor to make me feel like pain, love, joy, all
yes.
these things.
Yes. Now, two quick comments I want to make about this meeting that made me laugh was, number one, they sit down and they have a conversation about the moment.
Yeah.
You could tell she was biting her tongue the whole time. Because
yes.
he was like, I felt, I don't want to, you know, I don't want you to be this way. And I don't want you to, you know, I want you to appreciate me and this, this, and this. And that's what I need from you. And you could tell she was just like, it's okay. Just let it go. Just let it go. And she's like, I understand. Thank you for telling me this.
She's like, the other Pilates instructors are watching me.
Yes. But then she said something so hilarious to me, where she's like, you know, one thing I really appreciate about you is that I never talk to any guys the way I talk to you, and yet you still keep coming back. Like, that was basically what she said. And I thought to myself, if I was him, I'd be like, can I be like the other guys, please? Like, make me like the other guys. I don't want you to love me this much. like if the other guys that you love less mean that they get a nicer version, give me the, it's okay. Love me half as much. I'm cool with that. She's like, I get to be so open with you and just basically yell at you and tell you all the things that you suck at. And it just means so much. And it's like, no, thanks. I don't want a part of that. Like, give me the half love. That's what I'd say. And then he brings in a gift, and the gift was epic because, you know, after this conversation about money that they've had, responsibility, spoiling her, taking care of her, he comes in with a gift. And I'm thinking, she's thinking, oh my gosh, here's my Cartier bracelet to make me feel better.
No, I'm sitting there going, Izzy, you're bringing in a gift. You better be giving her
something nice.
Jewelry.
Yes.
A bag,
because that's her love language,
or Louboutins, something that is in excess, because that is what Stacy's expecting to be in the bag.
Yes. And he gives her a plunger with a little message on it that says, like, I know it was shit recently, but we're gonna make it through. And also a pun to, like, her clogging the toilet. And then, so we thought, okay, that's a playful, fun little thing. Now here comes the diamond necklace, and what comes next is a picture of her with him with dogs. Now,
No. And also, there's a coupon in there.
Oh, my God.
That says, Izzy will cook for you.
Yes.
And you can sit there and look sexy. And all I'm thinking is, oh, my God, this isn't a great idea, Izzy, because you told her you'd be cooking for her all the time. And now she's like, oh, so I'm going to get one coupon for the one time you're going to cook for me. Yeah, and I get what he's doing, but it's like, from Stacey's perspective, it's like, so you told me in the pause that you love to cook, you'd be cooking for me all the time, and now I'm getting a gift after a fight for a coupon that says, this one time this year.
I'm 3 weeks in, you still haven't cooked for me, and now you're reducing what was going to be a weekly task to a special coupon for me. Yeah, in my opinion, it buried him even way more in her sight.
And
she was just trying to be like, you know what? Maybe I'm having my own, I need to kind of just forgive all this. But in her
she's
blood.
She's like, I need to just go stretch. I'm going to go stretch. You know what?
Her blood was boiling.
She's like, I'm about to freak out right now. This woman wants to just stretch. She's like, after this guy leaves, okay, now I have this. Okay, great. Okay, I have a plunger, and now I have a coupon for apparently when the one time he's going to cook for me. I am just going to go on the reformer machine, and I'm going to stretch it out. As soon as he leaves, I'm going to just get my blood flowing.
Yes.
Anger. Release.
Oh, yeah. And then my favorite thing was, a week later when they met his mom, he still hadn't cooked for her. And he's like, yeah, I still need to do that. It's like, now we're a month in, bro. a week after you guys have a huge fight about cooking, and you still haven't cooked. Like, dude, what is happening?
If you want to stay together,
cook.
Just if you want to stay together, the next day, cook for her.
Cook her three meals.
Cook for her. The next day, you wake up, breakfast, lunch, dinner, blow her mind, boom. That's three meals that you don't have to cook for three more weeks. Just
unbelievable. Now we have Milton and Lydia having whatever the opposite energy of that conversation is.
Yes, when they were in bed after the nightmare party.
My only comment about this was just how they were just loving and kind to each other. And it was a us first, drama second moment. So it was like, you know, I know you're so great. No, I know you're so great. I know you handled the situation as best as you could. I know you did too. But, you know, let's not have that happen again. Or, you know, I got you. It was just a very like, and then they kissed and made out afterwards. Like it was a hey, I'm not going to let this come between us and cause us drama, even though they were the ones that got attacked for Lydia's situation. Mm-hmm. It was funny how Izzy and Stacy ended up in a huge fight, and they were the ones that attacked. So it's like, it was just a real, you know, it was encouraging in the moment for, I'm sure, them, because it was like, hey, we got each other's backs. We can make it through anything type.
And it was
vibe.
A very sweet moment. Again, like, you know, I don't know what the temperature of the room is for the Lydia Milton relationship. I don't know if people are like, they love it or they hate it. I don't know. But I got to tell you, even if you're not vibing on Lydia, like, or Milton, I guess. Man, I feel like everybody loves Milton. I don't know. But I feel like that moment, I just felt like there's this energy when Lydia's around Milton that you can tell she is just so, like, it's just a soothing, I don't know, like in those moments, I don't know, romantic.
It was very romantic.
I thought it was romantic.
Because they weren't doubting themselves. They were frustrated at the fact that they felt that they had to defend themselves.
I am nervous for them though.
I know, after that last convo, it sucked.
Yeah.
Then we got Izzy mom situation.
Yeah, so like you said, that you find out that Izzy still hasn't cooked. His mom is absolutely lovely. think her name was Raina. Absolutely charming, lovely, such a sweet mama. When Izzy was describing Stacy to her, because mom is like, hey, you know what? I love you so much, but obviously this is a shock. I don't know her. Yeah. Like, and this is wild for me.
Yeah.
And Izzy's like, listen, Stacy's loud. She's loud. Stacy, she's sassy. Mm-hmm. She's not easy. Mm-hmm. She's tough to deal with. Mm-hmm. Very tough to deal with. And I was like, when's the good part coming? Here's the thing.
Stacy's the worst. And Stacy makes my life a living hell and gives me so much anxiety. But you know what? I love a little anxiety, okay? I like it when the person I'm with, I feel chills down my spine when I hear them walk past my room because it kind of keeps me on edge. It keeps me young. You know, it's like I'm living in a haunted house. And it's like, when is the boogeyman coming out? That keeps the blood flowing because, you know, I'm big on circulation. I work out a ton. I'm buff. I need the circulation. And I can't be bored with just a plain old love and kindness. I need to be terrified at all times. So anyway, mom, that is what I love about her. It's so great. And it's just like, okay. Like, it was just, she's loud. And she's wild. And she's a handful. And it's a lot. And it sucks. But I love her, mom. And it's hard to explain why, because I can't even explain it to myself. That's something they did a lot during the moment when Stacy was talking to Izzy's mom.
Yeah.
And Stacy kind of goes like, you know, we just have this connection. It's hard to explain. And I was like,
yeah, then you're like, why do you love him? It's tough to say.
And it's like, that's because you can't come up with the reasons, because since you've gone out, it's been red flag city and argument city. God. And you're going, do I like this guy a lot? Like, I'm struggling with the concept right now.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's killing me. The whole, like, it's hard. Whenever someone says, we have a connection, it's tough to explain. That's because they're still trying to figure it out themselves and going, I don't really know how to explain this to myself. Yeah, because
I'm like, don't you give yourself like a few minutes before filming to just kind of, you know, that parents are going to ask for it. You just have like a kind of like a little PowerPoint in your brain of like what, you know, I'm going to rattle off when they ask me. Well, I'll tell you what,
Izzy's leg was bouncing the whole time. He was terrified.
He was so nervous. Like, I'll tell you what, when Stacy walked in and Izzy's mom immediately was just like, sweetheart. In my personal opinion, sweetheart, this is not a game. This is, and I don't know if you're really the person for my son. She kept calling her sweetheart. She was just like, sweetheart, let's be clear, okay? I just heard my son give your descriptors, and as a mom, I'm feeling nervous. So I'm trying to process what's happening right now.
And I also loved that move. That was kind of a boss move to call her sweetheart, because it was kind of like, it was like me calling a guy buddy.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, hey, buddy. It was like, mom was basically like, just so you know,
yeah,
I'm the queen.
Yep. Listen.
So listen. Don't you try to outqueen me.
Sweetheart.
You know what I mean?
And I looked at you and I was like, whoa, this is about to, I thought it was going to become explosive because we've seen Stacy fly off the handle before.
Yeah.
But Stacy went into full professional mode, yeah. I will say. And she crushed
the remainder of it. She was absolutely
did not let mama see her sweat at all. Mm-mm. She was just like, these are all the things about him. He makes me feel this way. And then she started going on a whole thing about like why she loves him. And yes, it was still vague.
Yeah.
But, you know, he started crying immediately because he's like, oh, my God, you said something nice about me.
Oh. Okay. Whew, I'm good. I'm good. You said something nice. Okay.
She's like, I don't know what it is, but like, God, I love him. And he's like, oh, my God. Stacy.
When you're so starved from just like a nice word, you just, he said I likes my jeans. Thank you. The guy is on edge.
But mom's crying. Yeah. She wants both of them to be happy. Stacy did knock that meeting out of the park. And going back to the whole family thing too, we find out later from Izzy that he's like loves her family. So you and I must have really misread that one.
No. I think, well, yeah, you're absolutely right. We did misread it.
Because I was just like, this is bad. This is bad news. And he was like, I feel like I'm part of your family. I love your family. And she's like, oh my God, they love you. And the family seems like so into him, obsessed with him. And I was like,
yeah,
maybe that was editing. I guess maybe I read that.
Probably also the dad likes him a lot too. And he can kind of like camaraderie and like, hey, how's it going out there, man? Are we good? You know,
sister seemed to love him and the mom.
Yeah.
When they were at the wedding dress shopping, they were like, oh my God, we love him. We adore him.
He must have won him over, you know? They didn't know about the credit or whatever, you know, yet. So they were able to hide that.
I feel for him when they find out about that.
Also, side note, I saw someone do an edit online where they went back into the meeting with him. And there was a point when his her dad says something like, you know, and you got to make sure you pay the credit card. And then he goes like this. Yeah, totally.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. He said something like, you know, and when times get tough, you just always got to make sure you pay that credit card. Like something like that. And you saw him like shift in his seat. Like, so anyway, oh, no. How about them Dodgers? Yeah, it was like, oof.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So then we got Lydia Milton family.
Yes.
Which was interesting because Milton just goes, I normally don't like anyone to come to my house, my friends, my exes, anyone.
He said that from the top. He says they're super strict. It's sink or swim in his house. And when they enter into that house, it was like presidential vibes.
That's exactly what it was like.
Mom is like Madam President. I mean, Mom literally said, you know, marriage, it's a business contract.
Yeah.
And so far her resume looks good. But once the job starts, you know, we'll see. So, I mean, when Lydia walked in, I was like, oh, no, this is probably not going to go very great. Now, this is what energy I got, Evan.
Yeah.
The way that the family was then talking about it, like being phony, and then looking at them being like, wait, engagement? I feel so confidently in saying that Milton did not tell them he was going on the show.
Oh, no way.
Like, I'm getting the vibe 1,000,000,000%. Like, Izzy told his mom the day he signed up. Izzy was just hey, Mom, I'm... After every Zoom meeting, he was like, okay, Mom, here's how it went. This is what they said about me, da-da-da. I'm getting the vibe that Milton's family is like, yeah, we know he's like working his ass off at this job. He's doing all these night shifts. So, you know, we hear from him like every couple weeks, like whatever, he's busy, blah, 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 blah. They had no idea that he was going on this show because from the family's perspective, it's like Milton signed up for this show.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. Milton. Think about who Milton is.
Milton. Yeah, that is true. They just look at him as like the smart guy who plays Pokemon, not like a guy who's getting ready to get married. Like they even said, they were like, were you even looking to have a girlfriend?
Like, wait. They're like, Milton, you have like all these night shifts at your job. You're like new and deep into your career. You have your Pokemon League that sometimes, you know, you get blocked on the internet for because apparently you like break the guidelines. You're a little spicy online. You and Josh, your roommate, you guys are together 24/7. You guys are best friends.
He does have Playboys.
I'm sure Josh does have Playboys. I'm sure Josh comes over frequently like to Milton's house for family dinner. That's like the friend that comes over and hangs out because they're like these two, they're best buds. They're always together. They have their Pokemon League. This guy is signing up for reality TV.
Right.
About Milton says reality TV with his energy, his hobbies, anything like that.
The vibe I got is that his family, they aren't super warm. They can probably be, you know, they seem very successful and they feel, you know, very performance based in their like judgments. And so he probably thought, I've changed a lot. And he's probably distanced himself from the family a little bit. And he's probably not told them a lot of things that are going on in his life. So this was like, in the under circumstances, I wouldn't have brought you here, but I have to bring you here because of the show.
Yeah.
That was the energy I was getting. That like, I'm doing my own thing out in life. I love you, Mom and Dad. I love you, sis. But like, I'm not really telling you what I'm up to. I'm not telling you the things I'm doing. I didn't tell you I'm going on the show. Like, that was the energy I was getting. It was just kind of like, we're not really that close anymore. And I'm totally cool with it. But like, for the show, we kind of got to do this thing.
See, the energy I was getting is that he's close to his family.
Oh, wow.
But that he doesn't bring the friends over. Mm. And that he didn't tell them about this. Because they probably would have been like, why? You know what I mean? Mm. I don't know. I get because then he's having lunch with his sister afterwards. And the way that he just kind of was being, you know, he hopped on the counter and was like, stop interrogating her. Like, enough. I don't know.
See, for me, the lunch with the sister felt like a producer thing.
Yeah.
They didn't seem like they were like, so how you been? It was like, so, you know, it was awkward.
No, it definitely felt like the lunch with the sister was like a producer move to like start making Milton nervous because his sister came out with, I mean, to be fair, a lot of like very legitimate questions
points
about this show where you're like, hey, remember the fact that like we don't really know each other and like, what are your thoughts on
probably have you children? Lost your mind? You're the super smart, super calculated, not emotional guy. And then you're showing up on our doorstep saying you met this girl last week and you're getting married to her. Like for Izzy, this makes all the sense in the world.
Yes.
For Milton, they're like, are you okay?
Like, have you lost your mind? Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Like, out of nowhere, you're just this, like impulsive guy going on a reality show.
Are you going through a midlife crisis at 24?
Quarter life crisis?
Yeah, like, what is happening?
Yeah, so I understand all their points, but I also could sense from him that he's like, you know, I'm not really telling my parents and my sister much anymore these
days. And then also, too, something is that, you know, mom right away was like, you're 30, geologist, why are you with a 24-year-old? And I'll be real with you, I'd have that question, too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, huh?
Yeah.
So.
No. Everything, all the questions were really, really great. I will say the all-star was Lydia. She bodied the whole thing, didn't sweat once, didn't say in an ITM that she was getting grilled or that was tough or anything. She just bodied it, had every answer. See, she was so good that even they were like, wait, are you scripted? Because it was like, that was dimed.
That was epic when they came and they go, okay, well, we know that you're scripted. This whole thing is fake. You probably came in with a script. And Lydia's just like, why, thank you.
She's like, thank you so much. And she had it written on her hand. But no, she did such a good job of handling that energy.
I mean, shout out to Lydia. She came in and she was herself. Like, yes. She came in right away, hugs, kind of throwing shade at the sun.
Yeah.
At one point, they were like, what are things that bother you about him? Yeah. I'll be real with you. If I was in a family situation and it was feeling presidential like it was in there, I'd be like, okay, I want to make sure that I don't say anything that's going to be like a red flag to them. Yep. She literally was just like, she kept going to the point where I'm like, okay, Lydia, there's been enough insults about their son. Like, we'll dial back Seriously. All the insults. And she's just like, well, he's so lazy and he throws his shit everywhere and da da da. And she was just honest.
But that was the perfect way to handle it. Because if she would have said, there's nothing wrong, they would have been like, bullshit.
They were like, we know.
That's not honest.
Yeah.
So the fact that she was like, he's amazing. Our connection's amazing. But let's roast him for a little bit. He is this way.
Yeah.
And it was a true thing. It was like, he is messy.
Yeah.
Okay. And it seems to be a problem they've talked about. And they know it too.
Yes.
So it was like, it was the perfect way. I thought she handled the situation perfectly. The energy kept up. She didn't change her personality, which could a lot of people do in those situations. Oh, meeting the family. Now I'm just all of a sudden just kind of like, hello, sir. How are you? As opposed to like, I am who I am. Love me for who I am. That's exactly what she did. And she was the all-star that day for sure.
Oh, no. She absolutely crushed it. There was the moment where when mom and sis and her sat down and she was just like, here's the bottom line. Like, I told Milton that you are not my first love, but you're a lot of first things. And he's the first person to love me that much.
I mean,
and
I was like, great lines.
I'm like, now this person did prepare ahead of time a little bit. Dialed. I mean, she's always got the good lines, but I'm like, this person feels like she took a moment beforehand and was like, I'm not just going to say, I don't know what it is about Milton, but I like him.
I can't describe it. Yeah. No,
she was like, I got the lines.
It was great.
I got the lines. She even has the moment where she was just like, you know, James Milton the fifth. And the sister's like, no, it's the fourth. And then she was right. And mom's like, no, it's the fifth.
That was huge. If she would have said fourth and it was fifth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mom might have been tweaked.
Yeah,
but
the
fact that she got the sister on it was like the perfect.
Yeah, she's like, she got it. But then what sister brought up, which was giving me very much like, I was like, oh my God, it's reminiscent of like Bachelor Joey Charity moment.
Yeah.
Where Jessica, the sister, was like, I don't know. I don't see it. I'm not getting it from Milton.
Yeah, like Milton doesn't seem that into you.
He's like, I'm just not getting this whole thing from Milton. I don't know if I'm following this because I would be able to tell with Milton. Now, here's the big question, Evan. Love me some Milton. The big question is, though, is Jessica and Milton super close? And he is being?
That's the question.
And he is being different? And they're a little bit like, no, this is a show thing, or he's feeling the pressure and this is not like how he normally is. Or is it a situation where, sure, they can be close, but it's like Joey and his uncle, where uncle comes in and is just like, no, Joey, he's not feeling comfortable in this situation. And then we were able to kind of tell, like, Joey was feeling a little tight around his family because he feels like he has to be certain performative in certain ways and expectations that they have.
I think Milton is going through kind of an independent phase from his family.
I mean, that's the energy. He is 24. Let's remember that. Yeah. I guess he is like leaving
and
the nest.
And I think he probably like is, you know what? My family doesn't really subscribe to a lot of things that I'm now subscribing to. He said they're really strict.
Yeah.
I grew up really strict.
He said he wants to be part of a really emotional
exactly.
family now.
So
too.
He's probably going, really, you drawn know what? I want to access these parts of myself and my life. And I can't tell my parents because they won't agree with it.
Yeah.
That was the vibe I'm getting. Like, almost like if you grew up in like a really religious home and you're trying to tell them that you're like partying or something.
Yeah.
You can't tell them that because they're not going to like want you to be doing that or agree with you.
Yeah.
So
Even he's like, I want to live a little bit of a wilder lifestyle. Exactly. I'm going to go audition for a reality show and get married on television.
Remember, they even said, oh, you're already living together? So yeah, there was even that. True. So he didn't tell them that. So the vibe I'm getting is like, he's like, you know, keeping a lot of these things from my family now. Because
I love, by the way, that Lydia's just like, oh, yeah, and just keeps bowling.
Yeah, she didn't even know what they're talking about. She was going to start giving details.
She's like, oh, my gosh, the first night that we were intimate. I was like, Lydia, no.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's very true. Very true. Well, she crushed it. Now, I will tell you this. After watching the family meeting Lydia and then also Milton and his sister Jessica's lunch into the date with Milton and Lydia.
Yeah, the dinner, the final dinner.
I felt like he...
They got to him a little bit.
I felt like he was having a hard time.
I agree.
I feel like those conversations, and whether it be like he was feeling a little rattled from it or if they were questions that he was like, I hadn't really thought of that. And normally I calculate everything and now I'm starting to worry a little bit.
I think you're absolutely right. This is a major just like judgment slash like throwing a theory out.
Okay.
Their whole conversation during dinner about, you know, she's kind of saying to him, you know, well, you know, you don't really clean and you are kind of messy, blah, blah. And then that kind of launches in him. Like, you could tell she was being playful and fun about a concept. And then
it seemed like that.
Yeah, it wasn't like a huge deal to her. It wasn't a deal breaker. But then it launched into him going, well, if we're going to bring up issues. And then he went on this whole thing about how the fact that he feels that, you know, she doesn't handle situations, you know, calmly and more level headed. And she does feel judged by the fact that he keeps bringing up the fact that, like, she's emotional and... Yeah. You know, kind of flies off on the handle, and he's brought that up enough where she's like, wait, that's who I am. I thought you liked that about me. I am who I am. Yeah. He's kind of going, well, to some extent, it's a bit much though, and it's a little like unsustainable. That was the energy of the whole conversation, right? The vibe I'm getting is that in his brain, there's almost like a, that's why I didn't want to take you to my parents. I almost feel like he's trying to create an independence from his parents, from that mindset of like performance based, maybe calm, cool, collected.
Yeah, marriage is a business. Yeah,
you know, no one says anything they don't mean. Like his family seemed so calculated and so like business that it was like, there's not a lot of outbursts. You know what I mean? You could tell that like, he's like, you know, he said to the sister, like, I want to be a part of this family that has emotions and they talk every day and there's a lot flowing this way. The vibe I got was like, he was like, getting sucked a little bit back into the mindset of, you know, if I look at this from a business perspective and I take out love, is her behavior perfectly performative for what I'm trying to achieve? You know what I mean? Yeah. He was kind of going between the like, because before that, it was just, I love you for who you are. I love that you're fun and wild and crazy and have a good time. And I love that there are moments where you fly off the handle, but that's what I love about you. After the family, he kind of, I felt like he was at war with himself. Who do I believe? The brain or the heart? It almost felt...
And you know what? It's an interesting question. Taylor sold his time over here. Is... Do you go by the logic of your head or the passion of your heart? Which, by the way, is...
Okay, King Arthur. Whatever.
No, it's at Disneyland. Oh. When you do, there's that test at Disneyland where you find out like what character you are in the Beauty and the Beast castle. They're like, do you follow the passion of your heart or the logic of your head? It's Lumiere. Oh,
yes, exactly.
Anyway, sorry. Random.
Nice.
But I mean, that is a question. Yeah. You know, what in a relationship is going to bring you the most sustained peace, joy? I think it's different. I think it's different for different people too. It's what deeply matters in your space.
I think for him, he needs to go more heart.
Because he...
And she needs to go more head because they're both... You need to go like the opposite of what you normally are because you need to balance yourself out. Like she's so heart that maybe she needs to go, okay, head. Think about his behaviors. Is that good for me? He needs to go, I'm so in my head. I need to just think about like the way she makes me feel.
Yeah.
Because he started to go back into the head and then he starts just calculating all her things and goes, pros and cons. And he even said data points. And it's like, maybe just go with the fact that like you feel really good around her and you have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that's kind of huge. So I wish them luck. It didn't end awesome. It was a little tense, but I also feel it was just more like maybe the first big fight they've had.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they've argued
Feel like a deal
except
breaker.
Joke arguments. Joke arguments can become.
There's always a 10% honesty in
and
those.
And I told you from when they were in Mexico, when they were right at the very top of the episode where they were going back and forth, I was like, there's a fine line here. And if you don't If you stay on the one side of the line and it's always just playful, then it's very fun and I love it. But sometimes
dips.
It can dip and then it can get tough where like the joking becomes real and then you're like...
Well, that's what I felt happened to dinner.
Yeah.
They were kind of joke, 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 jab, jab, yeah. And then the boat tipped.
And that's sometimes how you and my arguments start too.
That's how most of them all do.
That's actually very true.
Yeah, it's always just like, you know what's funny about you? Yeah, that is kind of funny actually. You know what's funny about you? And then it's like you get
it's
off.
It's true now that I think about it. It's almost always because we're always joking with each other. And then on that certain day, you know, a little too far. And then
usually
just like,
me. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And it's always mostly me because I never know where the line is. So we're working on that again. Therapy.
Okay. Next, we have the wedding dress tux moment, which, you know, there's really not much to go over because there just wasn't. I don't know.
No, it was just straightforward.
It was just pretty straightforward.
My only takeaway was I loved that what's Nick's wife again? What's her name again?
Vanessa.
Vanessa showed up in a white outfit. And Stacey goes, oh, you're in white.
Like, I didn't even think about that. She shows up. Yeah. She's like, it's my wedding 2.0.
Yeah,
bitch.
Like I'm only on this show for 10 seconds in a whole season, so I might as well make it all about me. And she showed up in white,
Nick,
which is literally
back.
A joke that people say. Like, what are you going to show up to the wedding in white?
By the way, what would have been a 10 is if she would have been wearing a wedding dress. She's like, oh, just trying on a couple dresses. And like, she's just looking absolutely slamming hot in these dresses. And it's just like, oh,
that was a weird move. And then Stacey even brought it out and it killed. It's like, oh, you're in white.
You're in white.
Like, you're
okay,
literally a cliche
cool.
of someone we wouldn't want at our wedding.
I mean, that was too funny. Too and funny. Then the other moment was when Nick was talking to the guys and then he asked Milton about Lydia and Milton was just like, oh, she's a firecracker. And then
yeah.
Nick pulled an Izzy and he's like, as someone who's married to someone who is loud, who has lots of energy, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And then like, laughs and he's like, it's like riding a bull. I'm like, oh,
no
my
one
God.
Believes you. No one believes you.
I'm like, why are these people the hosts during the reunion? I feel like they hate each other.
They are miserable.
I just feel like they're always fighting post the reunion. Oh. And then whenever they are separated, Nick is always making shady comments about his marriage to Vanessa. Yeah. I'm like, why are these people hosting Love is Blind?
See, they should host a show called Trials and Tribulations in Love because they are so obviously like... always coming out of a fight right before the filming. They're like, well, we got to turn it on now because you're a dick. And
well,
because you're always writing me. And it's like, anyway, Love is Blind. It's
reunion,
so good to be back.
In the reunion, I think Nick said numerous times where he was like, yeah, well, you know, I'll be on the couch. And I've been on the couch many times.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, gosh.
You're like, jeez, you guys. Maybe you should have gone on Love is Blind.
So, yeah, they have the wedding dresses, the tuxes. The ladies find their dresses. It's very sweet, lovely. The family's there, all sorts of emotion. You know, if those wedding dresses will bring good luck, we shall see. But then 2 days before the wedding, Izzy decides that he is going to really step it up because he goes, Stacy, she's an acts of service person. She's a gifts person. And I have been really good about Flower Mondays, as he calls them. When I love that he told his mom, he's like, it's Flower Mondays. Every Monday, I buy her flowers.
Stacy's like, I had never asked about flowers. I just want you to cook and clean once for me.
He's like, well, what about Flower Mondays?
We'll get to that.
So he's just like, in the ITMs, he's like, okay, well, good news. Flower Mondays have continued. But now I really, really want to wow her and impress her. And they pull up to a hangar that has like old school planes, essentially from like back
every
in the day.
Like,
biplanes, I think they're called. And all I'm thinking when I'm seeing her face, and I wrote this down and I said, Stacy is unhappy because Izzy says that she loves planes. And what she meant is she loves private jets. And the second I finished typing that, he says in ITMs, well, I heard from her family and friends that she likes riding private jets.
Like, and that's not what this is, oh, Izzy. No. Izzy's like, how about an old NASA plane with a big window on it where it's loud as shit and there's no champagne? And she's kind of like, where's the PJ?
I'm like, Stacy likes to ride a PJ where she's able to take her Insta photo that she can post.
She's not just
to show everybody.
He took that as she's a fan of aviation. And he's and it's like, no, you missed the point. She's not a fan of aviation. She likes luxury goods. two very different things.
She's not an aviator adventurer, okay? I don't foresee Stacy as being a big adventure lady. She just wants pure five-star luxury.
She wants the treatment, and you could tell...
She doesn't like the travel part of the private jet. She likes the I'm rich part of the private jet.
And her ITM, when she was trying to describe that she liked it, was hilarious. She was just like, it's unexpected. It's unique.
It's very different.
You could say that I love it. Like, it was literally like laughing through the tears of like, I picked the wrong guy. Like, that's all she could think of was like, oh, he missed it again.
And I'm glad she didn't come for him.
Yeah.
Because all I was thinking is I was like, oh my God, this is so expensive, by the way.
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure the show paid for it and set it up.
But it was such
but
a
I'm like,
miss.
But that is really expensive to like do any of that. It is luxury because it is a privilege. It's expensive.
Of course, but
Stacy is like, I don't like aviation. I like private planes. And if Love is Blind is going to pay for this, well, then instead of taking me to this old school plane, you should have just had a dinner at a Michelin star restaurant where I'm waited on hand and foot.
She's bougie. That's what it is. She's like, when I said private jets, I didn't mean like I'm a fan of the engine work. I mean, like, I like to eat nice shit by the pool.
Like,
I wanted a model Rolls Royce. I want a real one I'll be driven in. And he's like, oh, I just thought you loved modern cars.
He's like, yeah, when your dad told me that one time that, like, you know, sometimes love, you know, wants to fly first class. Like,
that's not what I meant. You know what I mean? So that was hilarious that he would thought that was kind of cheeky and fun, but she was like...
And he really was trying to make an effort. He was like, I'm going to wow her. No. And I was like, oh, no.
She's not laughing. She was just like, it's unique and unexpected. Those are words clouding. It's a disappointment. And I don't think he
She's
knows
She's like,
me.
But I can't say it because I'm on camera.
Because this is... I'm dying inside.
But I mean, I will say... Their actual then conversation at the hangar while they're eating, I felt like there was a lot of intimacy there. It seemed like they were having a really romantic time. They're talking about how much he loves the family and how much they love him, and they have their like first dance moment together.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, even though she was expecting a private plane, and the present she was expecting earlier were Louboutins, and she ended up getting a coupon for cooking. And she's like, by the way, you still haven't cooked for me. That would have been everything.
That would have been amazing.
If they would have been at the hangar eating, and she'd be like, by the way, are you doing this all to avoid cooking
this
for me?
This whole thing just not to cook? That's hilarious.
But I was like, despite that, they were having a moment.
Yes.
Which, again, like, I think they're very attracted to each other and they like each other. But I think long term, this is going to be a disaster.
I think they're on very different pages.
And the perfect moment of this is that this is 2 days before the wedding. They then show us 1 day before wedding.
Which is the packing thing we were referencing.
So that means this happened
the night before.
Yes. They're packing.
Oh my God.
We see him packing, which, you know, we already discussed his packing habits. It is dead silent.
They won't even look at each other.
And he's just like, lots of fun memories here. Lots of fun memories here. He's shoving everything.
How about the weather today? I mean, it was literally just like.
And she will not speak. And then he's like, okay, we obviously need to have this conversation. And then she starts saying, well, I don't know if I can trust you. I'm like, what's going on? And then she's like, well, with the credit card stuff, like I'd asked before. Now, we don't get details, but essentially find out that he doesn't have a credit card because he has bad credit.
And he says
it was something like, you know,
$3,500.
He's like, I don't have debt. I just have, you know, I have bad credit and whatever. And, you know, I'm out here being like, dude, shout out. Like, it is tough out here. You know, the issue then... is that obviously they had this conversation before.
Dude, it was so apparent that like finances were like a big deal to her.
Well, they had the conversation before at her house where she was like, it's time to have the finance talk. She's like, we got to talk about your debt. We got to talk about credit cards. We got to talk and all these things. And he sat there and he didn't say anything. So then in this conversation, he starts doing this whole thing like, well, I wasn't trying to hide it from you. I just was waiting for the perfect sit down to actually have the conversation. And I'm like, we literally witnessed it on television.
Yeah.
And if we witnessed it on television and from the vibe I'm getting from Stacy, I'm assuming she brings it up all the time. So I'm sure there were plenty of opportunities where you guys were actually having a full sit down conversation.
Well, they referenced that. Like, I think it was a gas station or something where they're like, wait, you don't have a credit card? And he's like, no, I just don't have one. And then that's where Izzy really messed up was. She's like, we had a million times you could have told me this. And he's like, you know what? For me, though, I always felt like we should have had a sit down at a proper meeting arrangement. Maybe rented an office building for the day to discuss this. I never thought we actually wanted to know about this because you had never booked an appointment with my assistant. So
he's
I thought,
wait a second. Does money matter to you?
I thought we would have an official meeting in a conference room about this. And we never did. So therefore, you can't really blame me for not bringing this up.
And it's like, CPA, bro, and I am confused.
Clearly what this was, he was hoping she would fall more and more in love with him so that when he broke the news to her, it wouldn't be too big of a deal. Little did he know that they'd be fighting the whole time and that she wouldn't be more in love with him. And then he still would have to talk about this. So he was hoping, like, I can kind of get you right to the end to where there's no real turning back. And then I'll kind of, by the way, I have a credit card. I have a credit.
The fact that the conversation got brought up the day before the wedding. I mean, so it's literally scenario. Like
now tomorrow's
hey,
not going to be as like
which,
magical.
You know what? At least he said it before the wedding.
I would have just done it on the altar.
That.
Been like, by the way, I got really bad credit. I don't have a credit card. Anyway, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I do. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he was hoping to do.
It's just like, dude, like I said, like, shout out, understood, bad credit, hi, hello, same.
Zero judgment about that. It's all
same.
About you.
Literally,
you need to tell the person
same.
Who's obsessed with money.
But when you're having those conversations and it's like, you have this person like Stacey who's like talking about it all the time, is like, this matters so much to me, and outright asks you, and you are not being honest when she confronts you about not having a credit card. And then Izzy starts to be like, hey, I think it's just miscommunication. It was a miscommunication. And then I'm like, Izzy, there's no way this could have been miscommunicated. I mean, this one made it clear as day. And then you went to meet her family and they made it clear as
day.
Everyone
made it clear as day.
Everyone was shouting this at you. And then he kind of started doing this whole thing like, well, I don't feel like I can say this. And then he started turning it on her. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You weren't honest,
classic
my guy.
Classic panic move. Classic. It became too late. And, you know, it never works out. It never works out. It never pays to, like, tell someone last minute about something that could be a deal breaker.
It also just never pays to lie about who you are.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just got to be honest about who you are.
And, you know,
from
it could have been
one.
Like, you could have been sitting having that financial conversation and you could have been like, hey, just FYI, I don't have any debt. I do not have a credit card because I had bad credit. And if she started shaming you for that, you could be like, well, fuck that. I'm out of here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then you have that moment where you're like, well, I don't want to be with somebody who's not going to be with me because I have bad credit and I'm out.
And it makes sense also why he feels not good enough. Why
yes.
that, like, in his brain, he was thinking, I'm going to get judged for this. I'm going to be, this might be the deal breaker. That was adding to the other things.
And if he would have been honest from the beginning with this, then it could have been like, you are making me feel less than, and I feel like you're being materialistic. Mm-hmm. Again, even though I understand the whole, I get it.
No, listen, I get
every
side
of it. Important conversations.
It's just you gotta talk.
There's important conversations in relationships when it comes to money, and certain people are like, hey, I'm not comfortable. Fine. 100%. Yeah. It's all valid to have, you know, your wants and desires. But if she then were to start shaming him for that, and then he would have been like, well, you're making me feel less than, which would have been valid. But now he was lying about mm-hmm. it and he was omitting all these certain truths that now it's like, dude, you can't say that. But I do have to say I was shocked. Maybe she was just too tired, but she was not doing the typical Stacey like, and you lied to me mm-hmm. and how dare you, and like kind of clipping him. She was really like quiet and low key. And I think it's because it actually now is like, I think she's like, I'm in with this guy. I'm going to marry him. And now I'm like, shit, mm-hmm. what am I supposed to do?
I completely
now
agree.
I think the difference is there's the fear. She's got all of her financial fears. She's like, I want to live the luxury lifestyle. I wanted a private plane. I didn't want an old school plane. I didn't want something that I had to like work on. Da 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 da. And there's all those things. But now I think it's actually she's somber because it's like, I don't know if I can trust him.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if he's lying about other things.
Yeah.
But they kissed and made up and seemed like sweet and happy. But I don't foresee that not lingering into the wedding day and past if they do get married.
It's going to get worse. It's going to get way worse. Once you're like linking everything and stuff like that, which is what she's going to want to do. It's bad. Bad.
Yeah.
It's not going to go good.
Well, and the fact then that he hasn't then been honest about that
means there's
who's
probably
to
other
say
things.
That there's not other things he's going to be honest about that then are going to be explosive posts.
Yeah.
It's le disaster. Le disaster. Well, then Milton, Lydia had their
Yeah, like for the Milton Lydia situation, I think that for Stacy and Izzy, their argument could be a deal breaker because it's like we're finding out new pieces. Yeah. We're dealing with like uncovering stuff that's super important to her that is literally her worst nightmare. Milton and Lydia just feels like they had their first big fight, and it also feels like he's struggling with some processing. I'd be shocked if that was a breakup talk.
I think so too.
I personally think it was a bit of editing, a bit of music, and a bit of like a bad conversation, but I also don't
and
believe
I think the stress is probably high. Exactly. Or like a day from the wedding.
But I'm not seeing like deal, like there was nothing new uncovered. It was just a talk. Yeah. About what's been going on.
And it was definitely one of those situations where it's like on Lydia's side, I felt like, you know, she was doing that thing where he was like, well, you know, we were arguing, because she's like, we're not arguing, it's a disagreement.
Yeah, right.
And
she's
everything
like,
was just kind of like, you know, and then she was not really letting it go, where it was like, okay, let's flow with the conversation. But then on the flip side too, you know, when it came to Milton, it was like, I think initially when he brought it all up, it was like, yeah, this is an important conversation to be like, hey, I didn't love the way that this was handled. But then I felt like it did end up kind of becoming something that felt dismissive of who she is and how she handled it, and as an emotional person. Yes, yeah. I was a little bit like, well, you know, but then I don't know. The way that then she ended up wrapping it, I had mixed feelings about this conversation just in general, just because I felt like both people weren't handling it great.
Yeah.
But it's a relationship, and sometimes you got tough conversations, yeah, and you don't handle it the best way. It didn't hit me as a conversation, like you said, that was like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Or that as a viewer, I was like, well, this isn't going to work out.
Right.
I was a little bit like, oh, you have two people who have two very different personalities.
Yeah.
And this might be a conversation. This might be something that they have to frequently, if they do stay together, a frequent argument in their relationship. But I will say when she wrapped it, you know, she was a little bit like, this is who I am, and I'm going to stand by you.
Mm-hmm.
So she was pretty fierce and like, I'm not leaving you. There wasn't this moment with Lydia where she was just like, well, if you don't like me, then peace out, which I felt like would have been Lydia energy in other relationships. She was a little bit like, I am who I am, and if you don't like it, sorry, but I am who I am, and I'm sticking by you. And I was like, all right, noted.
Yeah.
Noted. But he just keeps eating through it.
Yeah, he was stress eating. It was a power move. He ate the whole time. Like,
she was like talking about these intense things, and he was just like eating pasta. And I was like, what is going on? But I don't know. She tells him she needs him to understand her, and she's there for him, and they hold hands and smile at the end. So it kind of wraps like, okay, but who knows if it ended up going into an even bigger fight. I wouldn't be surprised if we start next episode and the fight concluded through the night and they're still arguing, which is going to be then stressful leading into wedding day. But next week, we have the final episode, the weddings. It's one episode. I don't know when we're going to get the reunion then.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that date yet, so stay updated on that. Obviously, we'll go over the reunion when it comes. But we have the final Love is Blind episode. I'm very much looking forward to that. Like I said, my prediction is they're both getting married.
Yeah.
And I think Milton and Lydia are still together. And I think Stacy and Izzy have broken up.
I completely agree.
That's exactly how I guess.
That's exactly how I feel. There's just so much mystery still with Stacy and Izzy. So much stuff she doesn't really, I feel like she doesn't know about him. There's so much stuff about her that he is like realistically that won't want to live with every day. So I think that's not going to work.
I'm still will stand by what I said from episode one from our recap episode one into our recap episode two into now. I still am confused by him.
Yeah. I think he's just wanting to be someone that he's not a little bit. That's what it feels like. Feels like he's wanting to be someone.
But I still have very mixed feelings.
Yeah.
Literally like moment to moment. Sometimes I'm like, absolutely no. And sometimes I'm like, well, he handled that argument well. And I don't know. I'm a little all over the place.
Yeah.
But we shall see. Also, by the way, next week, you know, make sure to tune in for Golden Bachelor, BIP recap, and then for the finale of Love is Blind. But we also are going to be having a bonus episode next week, a special bonus episode with our absolute love, Katie Thurston.
Yes.
Katie Thurston is going to be coming in to the studio.
In studio.
And we are going to be asking her all the questions, but also breaking down the premiere episodes of F-Boy Island.
Yes.
So
we're going to catch up with our buddy.
I'll tell you this. We were given the opportunity thank you so much, CW, to watch those premiere episodes. There's two episodes. It was fantastic.
Incredible.
It was
really fun.
So much fun. And Katie was phenomenal, but I got a lot of questions for her.
Yes.
You and I, when we were watching it, writing down like crazy, I got questions.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be really fun. So tune in. That is next week. Before we wrap, should we do a call home?
Let's do it.
Remember, you can always call home.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hi.
This is Jess. And I'm hoping you can help me with this predicament that I'm in. So I recently moved to a new city. So I've been trying to, you know, make new friends. And I'm also like in the dating scene. So meeting new people that way. So a few weeks ago, maybe, I met this girl who has become a friend of mine here. And she's, you know, introduced me to her friend group. And we get along really well. I really like hanging out with her. And I really appreciate her friendship. So I want to stay friends with her. And also, pretty recently, I started dating this guy, and it's also going really well. Like, I really can see a future with him, and I like spending time with him, and it's just going really well, and I'm happy with where we're at. So I thought I would introduce him to, you know, my new friend and the friend group, and come to find out that they actually hooked up for a little bit in college.
Okay.
Which was not something I was expecting. It was kind of a shock, but I mean, I'm not mad about it because like it was a while ago and it's just whatever. It doesn't seem to be that serious, but I'm just wondering how to handle this without making anyone uncomfortable. They haven't met yet. But I'm wondering how to go about it when I do introduce them to each other, or I guess reintroduce them to each other. So any advice would be appreciated. Just wondering, like, what should I say? What should I do? So, yeah, thank you guys for listening, and we'll chat soon. Bye.
Oh, my God, you are the Aaliyah to their Uche and Lydia.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Oh, wow. Well, I know you seem like you are just handling this all so well, yeah. But it still would be quite a shock to find out, like, oh, my gosh. And this person's like, oh.
He's like, Cassidy who? You know what I mean? It's like a, oh, one thing about her, we did hook up. You know, it's
I
like
will
not
say,
what you love to hear.
Speaking of the Uche and Lydia piece, a green flag is that both of them told you.
That is true.
You know what I mean? Before you actually introing them, especially if they weren't like dating and they just maybe hooked up a couple times. Like, you know, some people would have just kind of been like, I'm going to just act like quiet, throw it under the rug or whatever. But I think it's great that they were both transparent with you and told you, yes, you know, we had hooked up in the past, etc. I'll say this. As far as what you're saying, what should you do to make everyone comfortable? That is very, very generous of you to be worried about making sure that they're okay. I would say, number one, take care of you. You know what I mean? Like, make sure that you're comfortable in the situation too. Remember yourself in the situation and what would make you feel most comfortable in as far as introductions with them, the setting, how much you communicate beforehand. If I were you, what would make me feel the best probably would be to have a conversation with them both separately beforehand. And I guess kind of get a feel to a certain extent of like how serious it was, which it sounds like you already know how serious or not it was, just so that I have like my handle on it before introducing them. So I'm not like taken off guard by surprise if all of a sudden someone was like, well, you know, after 8 months when I introduced you to my mom, and you're like, oh, it was like a relationship. Okay, now I'm trying to kind of like, you know, recalibrate. But maybe just a brief conversation with both of them beforehand. See if they're both comfortable. You know, you're worried about making sure that they're comfortable. You can ask both of them, like, hey, are you going to feel weird if he's around? Or if you're going to feel weird if she's around, and kind of see where their comfort level's at. And then when I introduce them or reintroduce them, like you said, I would not have it be a three-way situation. I would have it be like a larger group situation. So there's not the pressure of like, I guess the three of us have to now, you know, have some sort of triangle talk. And then also what I would probably do is I would break the ice right away. That would make me feel comfortable. I'd make a joke and be like, well, don't need to introduce you guys because you guys already are quite familiar, and laugh. And then maybe my comfortability in the situation would make them feel comfortable, and then we can relax.
Yeah.
Little side note, this whole thing, actually, I know it might feel a little weird, and I'm sorry if it makes you feel a little uncomfortable, but this whole thing actually might be very telling of who each of these people are. You know, you say that she's a relatively new friend and he's a relatively new guy you're seeing. Yeah. This is actually probably going to be a really good litmus test on how these people are, like, deep down inside. You know, if your friend starts acting a certain way that you're not comfortable with, like whether the friend be a little flirty or whether the friend be making you feel a little uncomfortable about, like, a negative energy, or if the guy is getting really defensive and, like, saying negative things about the your girlfriend, all of this, then you are able to kind of get a little bit of a test on who these people are. Or it's the complete opposite, where you're like, oh my god, it's all chill and casual and everyone was so mature and healthy and this is great.
Yeah.
And then you guys end up potentially all being great friends.
Yeah.
And you can have, and it can be something you laugh about.
Yes.
Those are my thoughts.
I think it's great. Everything she said plus one thing. This is how you figure it all out. You ask them how they broke up.
Separately. Or at the same time.
Separately.
Okay.
If their stories match, you know it's mostly good. If they both say they broke up with the other person, then you got to get to the bottom of, wait, who actually did what?
Yeah.
And then also, if your boyfriend got broken up with, that does kind of make you go, okay, now I know how I need to kind of maybe treat him a little bit with this situation. If she got broken up with, now you need to know how to treat her in the situation.
Oh, because of the different sensitivities.
Just the different sensitivities. Well, I always liked him and he broke up with me and I'm devastated.
Yeah.
Now, every time I see him, there could be a rekindling.
Right.
Same goes for him. If they're both like, no, we just went our separate ways, it was chill, then it's like, you know.
Or if it was just like a hookup situation.
Or just a hookup.
Which it sounds like.
So ask how it ended independently. And then that'll tell you how you can kind of react with them both.
I like that.
You know, little trick of the trade. And then, and obviously just minimize, like, one-on-ones, you know, just make it like groups and hangs and parties. And then, like, you know, keep, you know, everyone doesn't have to be super close all the time. And then you can just, you know, manage it. It'll be easy.
I like it. You know, you sound like you're absolutely crushing it.
Yeah,
like
you don't
I said,
sound nervous or anything.
And it sounds too like it was just like, you know, casual, not like a full blown relationship. And they're being honest with you from the top, it seems like.
Yeah.
So seems like it's all going to be good. Yes. And I bet everybody will be a lot more comfortable than you even imagine that they're going to be.
Agreed.
That's my energy and my guess for you.
Agreed.
All right, family. Well, we love you all. And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. We love you guys.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.